Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend of the morning.
Gunners and Ali, the wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning and welcome to Friday.
Good to be here.
So good to be here. I can smell the weekend.
Or was that more of a grunt?
I'm a bit congested again.
You are.
I think it's the colder mornings.
Yeah, might have something. You know what'll fix that?
What?
A coffee.
Yes, of course it will.
I've just realised tomorrow I'm actually working at Mercedes. And
yeah,
then
you're soiring with the Mercedes Benzes.
Yes, I am.
Do you say Benzes or Benzies or Benz?
Oh, I'll just say Mercedes Benz. It's like fish.
Right.
It's a plural as well as a singular. Mercedes Benz.
Right, but don't you say fishes? No, you don't,
no,
do you?
No, you don't.
Or Mises. You don't. You say mice.
And you don't say Mercedes Benzes.
You might do.
Well, yeah, but you're wrong. Hope you can join us tomorrow between 10 and 12 at Mercedes-Benz.
Yep, Gunners will be there. You can go and say hello to him and look at the car that he's been driving around all week. Maybe they'll give it to you. Maybe Duncan will say, you know what, Gunners, you just keep that one. It's not going to happen. It's Purple Bra Day today, but we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail later. But it's also National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Is it really?
It is. Now, you have a cat, so you're out. But I do have a dog. But I wouldn't do it to you, Gunners. I wouldn't bring my dog into the studio. Peppa is an absolute nutbag.
Yeah, you said she's crazy.
She is crazy. She's a Kelpie cross. She's a rescue dog. I think she came from a bit of an undisciplined home, and she's super naughty. So if anyone wants to come and train my Kelpie, I'm more than happy to pay you. It's the combination of the toddler in the house as well, because Seth and her are running around like nutbags together. He teases her. She steals his food. So I have to separate them a lot. She's so full of energy. And everyone says, why don't you walk her? Well, I would try, but she pulls my arm out of my socket and I actually physically can't walk her. So anyone want my dog?
You left work early yesterday.
I did. I
thought
actually
you were going
to
get some hot chips or something.
No, I'm not eating hot chips. I'm trying to be good. I actually had a very good reason. My friend posted on Facebook that she'd found something irregular on one of her breasts, so she decided to get a mammogram. Turned out benign, so she's okay. But she said, if you're 40 plus, get a mammogram, ladies. Just go get your breasts sorted. So I thought, well, I just turned 40, so I better do it. So yesterday, I went for a mammogram. I didn't even realise that we had an amazing clinic here right on Shoal Street in Mandurah.
Is that where you went?
Yes, so I went over there, had my little mammogram. It's a very strange sensation because obviously you've got to pop your boobs in the machine. They squish them down like pancakes and take kind of like, you know, an x-ray of your density just to check things out. But it's very important to do this every 2 years once you hit a certain age, kind of like guys with prostate stuff when you have to do all that as well. So we've popped up a little thing on our Facebook page just to kind of look at kind of irregularities in your boobs, just in case you think maybe you should go get them checked. But ladies, every 2 years, get your mammograms done. And if you're younger than that, if you're younger than 40, you can just ask your doctor for an ultrasound because the boobs can be a little denser as you're younger, you know, a bit firmer. But as you get older...
Not so much.
You can just slap them in the machine and off they go.
So it's Purple Bra Day today.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for the Mandurah Angels who will be collecting along the Mandurah foreshore and the train station and IGA. Now, are they selling their bras today, the purple bras?
IGAs across all of, you know, WA are selling the purple bras.
Okay, all money raised goes to Breast Cancer Care WA and, of course, cancer research, which is
indeed
a great cause.
Ladies, check your boobs.
Here's Mark Reddings. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Governors. Good morning, Ali.
Hello.
Off radio talk could go on radio, then it'd be probably more entertaining than what we're about to talk about.
Oh, we did have a nice little chat about the olden days with the nightclubs. What is it, Gobbles and Pinocchios? I've been schooled in what happened back in the day. Dear me.
Well, don't look at me. My turn to do the hard word today, and it's not an English word. We're going overseas. We're speaking French.
Oh, it's my favourite language.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you should be good at this.
Hopefully.
Laissez-faire. Is it A, a non-interference approach, B, lost and found, or C, a pale complexion? Laissez-faire.
I think it's B, lost and found. Laissez, lost, fair, found.
Oh, you worked it out.
Well, I kind of know French.
Right. Is that your final answer?
Yes. Calm down. You're going to cough up a lung.
I know French.
Well, you said I had it right.
I didn't say you had it right. I thought your logic was good.
Right.
It is, in fact, a non-interference approach.
Not like you're set up for this hard word where you totally sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage you. You picked fair and square.
Yeah, but you were alluding that I was correct.
I didn't know the answer either.
Mm.
Well, you're still ahead.
Yeah.
On the score sheet.
You're a merdhead. Merd. What are you? You're a shithead.
Do you want me to put it in a sentence or
no,
are you too devastated?
I'm too mad at you.
Okay, right.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.